101 KLOL. This is the world premiere of Don Henley's new album, The End of the Innocents. I'm Redbeard, and we're here with Don Henley. Don, you formed the Eagles in 1971. You had a long run at the top, pardon the pun. And here you are in 1989, going as strong as ever with your third solo album. What is it that keeps you going?
This is like a second life for me. A lot of people who are in groups like the Eagles don't get another career. You know, this is my second. I feel like I've got a whole new career and a whole new life. And I feel very fortunate in that. And I want to take it as far as I can take it. The expectations come from myself, basically. If I like it, I can count on it doing okay. I mean, that's been my experience in the past. I trust my intuition as far as that goes. And I don't really need any motivation other than that, other than this is what I love to do for a living. I wouldn't want to do anything else. I can't see myself doing anything else. And I want to do this as long as possible, and I want to be good at it. When I stop being good at it, I hope somebody tells me so I'll quit, because I don't want to keep slogging along like some other groups that I won't name, putting out mediocre stuff and going on tour because the mortgage is due, and doing it just to be doing it. I mean, I guess that's all right. If somebody wants to come see you and they still have their fans, great. But if I'm not passionate about it, I don't want to do it anymore. And I'm still very passionate about it.
How did the success of building the perfect beast change your life?
It didn't change it considerably. Did about what I expected, frankly. It put me back in the spotlight a little bit, I guess. A lot of people didn't know that I'd done an album previously, you know, my first album. Although it went gold, was not as big a seller as Beast, of course, and had the one single, Dirty Laundry. And a lot of people thought that Beast was my first solo album. It's funny, in a way I felt like I was starting over, but yet I wasn't starting over. I had a following, but Beast put me back on the charts, and I got a Grammy for Boys of Summer, and it just kind of got me back in the game, I guess you'd say. You know, it put the recognition factor up, and then the video, of course, helped a great deal. I got some awards for that, some MTV awards for the video, so it... In a sense, I guess it set up this album. The third album seems to be the charm in a lot of careers, you know, and that's what we're hoping for this time.
How long have you been working on The End of the Innocents?
My whole life. 2.5 years, which is about average for me. I mean, that's not a terribly long time. First of all, the Building the Perfect Beast came out very late in 84.
Right.
Then I went on tour in the summer of 85, and that pretty much ate up that year. So I really didn't get started on this thing until 86. And then a few changes went down in my personal life, and some changes with working partners and studios and things like that. So, you know, when I say 2.5 years, that doesn't mean we were in the studio every day for 2.5 years, although we were in the last 10 weeks straight, even on weekends. But the writing is what basically takes a long time.
Are you prolific, a writer?
No, I'm not prolific. Everybody knows I'm not prolific. God knows I'm the opposite of prolific. You know, we recorded, or we started about 16 or 17 songs, but I pared that down. If a song's not good, it just doesn't finish itself. It doesn't get finished. And there's so much technology now that you have virtually an unlimited amount of choices to make in the studio. You can choose between 50 kinds of echo if you want to. You can sit here all day just putzing with echo and delay and things like that. So there are choices that you have to make. You know, I get accused of being a perfectionist a lot. I'm not a perfectionist. There's no such thing as perfection, especially in rock and roll. Rock and roll is not supposed to be perfect. But I do like good work, and I do aspire to excellence. You know, there's a difference between aspiring to excellence and being a perfectionist. I try to get it as good as I can get it. But there's some... You know, there are a lot of spots in these records that that I could point out, but won't, that could have been a little better at some point, you just got to say, okay, that's the best I can do for now, on to the next thing.